In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's a matter of identity. It's a matter of identity for Paul and for us. For the era of faith has come in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The era of faith has come, faithful to the promise of Abraham and his seed, faithful unto death, even death on a cross. It's a matter of identity for Paul. The arrival of the era of faith changed Paul's identity. Before faith came, Paul's identity was the law. The law was his imprisoning jailer. The law was for him how God made right what had gone wrong. The law made Paul a son of Abraham. Now that faith has come, Paul is defined by Christ, by Christ's faithfulness unto death, by Christ making right what had gone wrong, by Paul's faith in Christ's faithfulness unto death. Now that faith has come, Paul is a true son of Abraham, a true heir according to the promise, a son of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For Paul is baptized into Christ. Paul has put on Christ as if he was Christ's clothing. Paul is incorporated into Christ. Christ is in Paul, and Paul is in Christ. It's a matter of identity for you. You are a true son of Abraham, a true heir according to promise, a son of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for you are baptized into Christ. You have put on Christ as if he were your clothing. You are incorporated into Christ. Christ is in you, and you are in Christ. If it's a matter of identity, it's a matter of unity. We are all one in Christ. We are all one person in Christ. We are all one person in Christ's body, the church. If it's a matter of identity, it's a matter of unity. We are neither Jew nor Greek. We are neither slave nor free. We are neither male and female. What we are one in Christ. Therefore, neither circumcision matters nor uncircumcision. What matters is faith working through love. Now, the law was brought to its full completion in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. We are Christ's neighbors. Christ loved us so much that he was faithful unto death, even death on a cross. We are Christ's neighbors. So we bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. We are Christ's neighbors. So we boast in the cross of Christ, the cross that defines the era of faith, the cross by which the world was crucified to me and I to the world. I am co-crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith. The faith of the Son of God, the one who loved me, the one who gave up his life for me. The era of faith has come. So walk by this rule. Neither circumcision matters nor uncircumcision. What matters is new creation. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. It's a matter of identity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.